The all-glass grand hall of the La Sonde Pavilion is the result of multiple feats of technical prowess. Instead of punctuating the facade with columns to support the upper floors, the architects poured their ingenuity into designing a luminous space that feels open to the outside. The design has several aesthetic and symbolic advantages. Firstly, it presents the three large rectangular volumes that make up the museum. It also creates a transparent space that suggests a lack of physical boundary between the museum and the urban environment. As such, it highlights the fact that the hall does not belong exclusively to the city or the museum, but is rather a public place where the two converge. To achieve the spectacular effect you see here, the architects used cantilevering and a curtain wall. Note how the top floor extends beyond the grand hall without being visibly supported. The glass wall, or curtain wall, supports no load apart from its own weight. The steel structure of the building's three volumes is all that keeps the pavilion upright. The impressive self-supporting glass wall that defines the entrance to the grand hall is 12.5 meters tall, the equivalent of three or four stories. This kind of installation is a major architectural challenge in Quebec. To create the curtain wall, the architects had to consider a number of variables, like extreme temperatures, wind strength, and the risk of earthquakes. The structure they designed, while completely sealed, is still able to move up to 20 centimeters where the glass wall meets the cantilever. That means that if there is an overload, from snow, for example, the structure can move and adapt slightly. This was even tested during construction. Around 27 tons of plywood were placed in one of the galleries in the cantilevered section above where you currently are. It only moved a millimeter. The building structure was also designed to be able to move slightly horizontally in the event of an earthquake. The curtain wall is made rigid and secure by perpendicular pieces of glass called stiffeners, which absorb the wind load while harmonizing with the overall structure inside the grand hall. In this pavilion, the focus is no longer on historically embellished pediments, ornate medallions, or sculptural roofs, but on the performance of glass in all its forms.